With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 1 hour gone, but still two to go in the big show. We appreciate you having the suspects along for the ride on a Tuesday here at the Gallup Media Studios. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel. Hour number one, a great and spirited 60 minutes. Talking to head coach Kelvin Sampson of the U of H Cougars in the top 10 now. In the rankings, as well as talking some Rockets basketball after another win and the streak continuing for James Harden. But plenty more to get into, including some Texans news of the day and some other things, NFL breaking type news, things of those nature. But if you want to join the show, please join us, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter.
Yeah, if you missed the Kelvin Sampson interview, and it was a good one, go check it out, podcastarena.com. Also, if you missed the beginning of the show, we talked about, I put a poll up on my Twitter, at Barry is funny, because there was a story on KHOU last night about the state food of Texas and what it would be. So according to the poll right now, barbecue is in the lead, but that's just according to the voters. 61% of the votes in, and I put the poll up to the end of the show, basically, till like 3:45, so you can still go vote if you want to, but 61% say barbecue, 24% say fajitas, 12% tacos, which was the original in the story of the tacos, and then 3% other. And I just told the other voters if they wanted, they could reply. And
listening to those numbers makes me regret my choice.
Well, you don't have to always be right. It's just an opinion.
That's true.
It's an opinion.
Don't be swayed by the majority, Nick. Be you, that's do right. You.
John Hardino said porterhouse steak.
I'm sorry, who?
John Hardino.
Oh.
I don't know. Hardino. He said porterhouse steaks. Justin Crawford said barbecue fajita tacos. So he basically just combined it all. See what you did there, Justin, you flip-flopper.
Someone said kolaches.
Yeah, so the text line is going nuts. First one in was chicken fried steak. Then cream cheese and jalapeno wrapped in bacon. Okay, that was not. Brisket, chili. ATF said chili. That's a good vote.
That's a good one. Chili is a really good one.
That is. I don't know if you know this, but on the morning show, Brandy Smith on Lisa's show said that the current food for the state of Texas that tacos or whatever would be replacing is chili.
I would make the argument that considering all the choices that we've listed so far, that chili probably surpasses fajitas at least in the number two spot.
You think? Okay.
At least.
Somebody said Tex-Mex fried armadillo.
Oh, no, that's in cut and shoot.
You
man.
Can't kill the state animal and then fry it and driving. Use it as the state food. And wait. No, that's not just in cut and shoot, wait. Nick. I swear.
I caught that, by the way.
I give cut and shoot so much.
I was going to say, boy, if anyone there ever got a radio, you would be in so much trouble.
Well, they found out those transistor things don't work as well as they used to.
Well, they just lack electricity and the means to buy batteries, but...
You started out with it, if you can kill an armadillo, well, unless you're behind the wheel, because everyone pretty much runs into one in rural Texas.
We have those in our neighborhood, and I should have never said that because, yeah.
Not a shocker.
I say brisket, my old lady says chili. Candy corn, of course. I hate you, whoever sent that in.
Yeah.
Tex-Mex infused barbecue.
Okay.
And the barbecue around brisket is still very specific to Texas. That was from Youngblood. Kolaches was a vote. Both my sisters and one brother-in-law who now live in Colorado Springs and Washington always eat Tex-Mex. So saying what you said, when people come down, they want Tex-Mex. That's what they look forward to. And then that was pretty much it. A couple things, though. Somebody said, this is the best damn show ever in Joel's Texas Hammer voice. The ever.
So best in other words, ever! To them, in their mind, they feel like... Hammering them.
Yes.
Anyone else could be $1.99. I'm getting the money because we're hammering them.
Here's a good idea for a Way Back Wednesday theme, since, you know, Nick can't come up with one.
I could come up with one.
Themes in honor of Valentine's Day, song, or the theme in honor of Valentine's Day, songs you would make love to. Here's that's a great idea. Great idea. The problem is the whole day would suck so
bad. I was
just
going to say the music itself was going to suck because you're going
to
hear
it. It would be boring.
So you're trying to tell me we've never done that before.
I think we have.
Songs you would make love to the
I'm
whole day?
I'm pretty sure we've done that.
Probably before. In a February
because I'm
past.
Pretty sure I put in Keith Sweat, Twisted in there.
No, that was just you
no,
being
that was
you.
Something else. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
You had Flight of the Bumblebee. I love the idea. I just feel like that would be too slow for us. We try to keep it upbeat here.
But
I
mean, you can
totally
keep
agree.
It,
that's
keep
what
it
I was
up,
thinking.
Like, you know, you can keep it upbeat. You know what I mean? Like a Soulja Boy Kiss Me Through the Phone, something like that.
What?
Also, was that pre-2009?
Also, yeah. I'm not reading this text. Whoever said the food of Texas is Virginia.
Well, Barry, I mean, you said the other option was tacos.
I don't know why that made me laugh
man,
so much.
It's just limitless what's there right God. Now.
Oh, that is so funny.
Goodness.
But they didn't use Virginia. They didn't even use the medical term for it. They used something else.
Oh, so you replaced it with Virginia.
The way you would describe a cat. Yes. That's what they said. That's our listener base. And then people are like, Barry, sometimes you're so vulgar and gross. Well, that's our listener base, obviously. It's our core P1s.
Can I tell you?
Not P1, like, never mind.
After Hardino and then all this discussion, yes. Can I just tell you something that popped into my head? You want to talk about an awkward conversation last night? Mm. So I'm sitting there in the kitchen, and the three-legged dog kind of walking funny. And we all noticed it, and so we're all trying to figure out, like, is it something serious? God help me. Or if it's
your
just...
Your three-legged dog was walking funny?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's shocking, right? So
he has some sort of limp. Oh, yeah. So, I wonder why, Joel.
So Lisa's checking the paw, the back paw, it's see if he's got something in his paw or something with his nail. And Lisa's mom says, well, maybe he just has a Charlie horse or a cramp or something like that. And I'm going, okay. So we're all kind of looking at the dog, which leads to this awkward exchange. You know, it could be that he has a hard-on. I'm sorry, what? Coming from my mother-in-law. He could have a hard-on. You know that when dogs have hard-ons, they can't walk. I'm like,
I think you can say that, bro.
I can't? Why not? An erection. Okay, so the dog, she goes, you know when the dog has an erection, he can't walk. When has anyone ever told me this? When has this come up? Is this a thing?
I mean, it is for me. I don't know about you.
You can't walk?
Yeah.
Stop it.
I mean, hashtag blessed. Okay. Gets in the way.
I had no clue, but the last person I want to hear about this topic is my mother-in-law. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
Did you just,
do you realize that dogs
in the conversation.
With erections
can't
walk?
He's only got three legs. That's just basically a window into his penis. You should be able to look right there and see if he has an erection or not.
So basically, he's a tripod without being a tripod.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is,
he's the wrong
he
kind
still
of
can
tripod.
Walk.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's
I had never heard this before, and whether it was a theory or not.
Is it a black dog?
See? No. But here it is.
Well, then it's probably,
see, here's another
it's probably not an issue.
I'm looking at Lisa at that point going, help me here. Help me, because this is really... And she's like... And I go, and Lisa, the dog expert, and I'm going, you two work that out.
It was the mom.
Literally, I'm not touching that
the
one.
The mom's trying to be all serious, right?
Yeah.
Wow. That's hilarious.
I'm going, what? No.
You didn't record that? I would have busted out my phone and tried to, like, undercover hide and record that.
Seriously,
put that
I've
on
got
the
my
web.
Phone near me, but I'm not going to sit there and hit record.
Oh, my God. I'm totally videoing
can you
that.
Say that again?
That's
and
going
act
on
like
the YouTube.
Natural.
That's going viral. That's pretty funny that she would think that about a dog. That's
I'm just
not,
glad Taylor wasn't
I don't
like
think
too
that's
close.
How penises work.
Well, I can read you a thread real quick if you want.
Sure.
So someone posted in a forum, my dog is having trouble walking and his penis is swollen and sticking out. I have considered paraphimosis, although he is not sexually active. And then someone answers, and her name is Dr. Melanie, who I guess is, you know, an expert
a
in
dog
this.
Penis
like a
expert
vet or whatever.
Dogs can become sexually aroused even if they aren't sexually active. Getting an erection, if his penis is swollen and sticking out, I would be concerned that the swelling could potentially constrict his urethra.
So it has nothing to do with walking.
Yeah.
That's not how, yeah, I was going to say, that's not how, well, legs, he said, that's not how legs and penis work. Well,
the, in the original post, it said, my dog is having trouble walking.
Well, that's,
and his penis is swollen.
But what she's saying is it might be internal, and I could see that affecting, like, the, you know, the, like, something's wrong internally, but just having an erection isn't going to prevent you from walking.
That's according to petcoach.com.
Unless one of your legs is your penis, and at which point, then you just would, I don't know, walk weird.
If swelling does occur, your hamstrings will lock up.
Who says that?
No, I'm saying that would be different if it was affecting the hamstrings or something, yes, as opposed to the urethra.
Yes. That could, yes. What a weird.
I was so free, just completely uncomfortable that I was like, oh no, this is happening. And I'm like, I don't even know how to respond to that. And I was completely, I'm not even playing dumb. I had never heard that before, but I never want to hear it again from my mother-in-law.
No, that is not a conversation that I would want to have with my mother-in-law at any point.
Yeah.
And no one bothered to check. I'm you didn't not, just reach down there with a hand real quick and just see if his lipstick was out? You didn't check?
I'm not using the whole fist, Doc. And I'm also...
You didn't check. You could have just felt around for a second, rolled him over.
The follow-up question, if it wasn't my mother-in-law, was, well, if the dog's been fixed, does that change things?
Yeah, you can still... They can still get an erection if they're fixed. They're just... I don't think they're horny.
It just doesn't affect their hamstrings anymore.
That could be it.
Okay.
Somebody said, is that why Chris Paul's hamstring is messed up? No!
Wow!
That is not the same.
Hey, we've gone full circle. Brought it back to the show.
Back to sports.
Yes. So we're going to continue to roll on. If you guys want to join the show, 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. It's the usual suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Knee Deep Hour number 2, 3-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. You know, as suspects, and you guys are loyals and usuals, and we love you. For that, we like to give back. So every now and then, and frequently, we give things back to you, the listeners, and this is one of those times. Right now, if you're not aware of it, the Harlem Globetrotters are coming to town, and they are going to be performing at the Fertitta Center on the campus of the University of Houston. And we have two tickets to give to you. So if you are interested in going, only if you can go, Friday night, 7:30, Fertitta Center. Okay, it's February the 15th, day after Valentine's Day. You take her out, and then you get to go to the game for whatever reason. If you want to win two tickets to see the Globetrotters Friday night at the Fertitta Center, right now, call number 13, 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. You win two tickets if you're caller 13, and if you don't win tickets, you want to get them, go to harlemglobetrotters.com. Barry, please don't whistle the theme song. Well, that's just you out of breath from running down the hall.
Yeah.
How'd that go for you?
Not good. I still have not done one single lick of exercise since the weight loss challenge started.
Really?
Weight loss challenge brought to you by Vortex and Breathe More. Not doing a thing.
Well, you're breathing more.
I am. I'm breathing a lot. I don't know about more. I guess that's more. Breathing heavy.
You should be more proactive about going to Vortex.
I should.
And get
I need to get out there more often. Busy, busy times for me right now. But I do need to get out there. Also... I need to eat better. I was so going to do this, and then things happen, and it just makes it difficult. But whatever. I'm trying. Don't judge me, Joel.
I won't, because I've been trying. Like, last night, I get home, and I'm all fired up, and I'm going to get on the treadmill. And Lisa goes, you know, I haven't worked out yet today, so I would like to get on the treadmill first. Okay. Then she starts doing something with her mom, and I go, you're going to get on the – she goes, yeah, I'll be there in a little bit. Okay. And you know me, I normally just have a shake in the morning, and I don't eat. So I got to – get it out of the way. Otherwise, I'm going to start.
You're doing that
all of
wrong,
a sudden,
Joel.
She's like, hey, I'm kind of tired. I think I'm going to go to bed. I go, what? Now I'm starving and I'm not getting on the treadmill. I'm getting a salad and I'm ticked off.
Okay, so I'm not fussing at you, so don't think that.
Whatever,
but
Lisa.
I'm trying to tell you this because it's going to help you. This I know, that you're doing it wrong. If all you're having is a shake in the morning and a salad at night, your body is exactly. Remember, we had people on. We had that nutritionist that even said, I said, what's the one thing you would tell somebody trying to lose weight? Eat. Eat more often. If you do that, I use the story that I read from some guy that does weight cuts for MMA fighters. And he said, if you look at a sumo wrestler, and I'm not comparing you to a sumo wrestler.
What are you calling me?
But he said sumo wrestlers eat one time a day, because what happens is they'll eat 4,000 calories, then they don't eat again, and their body thinks, well, I'm not going to get food for another 24 hours, so it doesn't burn it. Their metabolism slows way down. So if you would just like eat just a piece of fruit or something, pineapple.
And I have been doing that lately for lunch, a couple apples.
Okay, do a shake.
Yeah.
Get an apple.
Yeah.
3 hours later, 3 hours after that, you know, a little thing of pineapples or a salad. Or I'm telling you, if you would eat those, even if you didn't work out,
I've been doing that.
Your metabolism will speed up.
But here's where, again,
I'm telling.
Conflicting. This is like Charles Barkley's golf swing, and he's getting advice from too many instructors, right?
Okay.
We've talked on this show. You know, I love peanut butter, but you also know that we've had a lot of people tell us that's the way to put on weight, not lose weight.
Right.
And then Lisa's going, oh no. Instead of the apples for lunch, you should have some peanut butter. And peanut butter is always good and whatever. I'm like, well, that's not what I heard.
I wouldn't eat peanut butter if I were you.
Unless
I did this diet. I did this diet one time that was, the Men's Health Belly Off Diet. It was a really good diet, but you ate five times a day. Okay. So I would have, 500 calories for breakfast, and then I would have a snack, and then I would have a lunch that was 400 calories, then a snack, and then dinner, which was 400 calories. And it was carbs, and it was all those things. And peanut butter was on there, but it was all in moderation. So, like, in the morning, it was my favorite thing to eat, but you would get a tortilla and spread peanut butter on it, like one serving of peanut butter or a tablespoon or whatever, and then chop up a banana and put that in the tortilla, fold it in half, and eat it. And, dude, it was my favorite thing to eat. So, yeah, you can eat peanut butter. Mm-hmm. But it just depends on what you're also doing and how the diet is going and whatnot. So if
I grew up on peanut butter and apples. So if I just put a little peanut butter on a couple apples for lunch, I'm okay?
Yes.
Okay.
But you should be, obviously within moderation. You don't want to do a lot of peanut butter.
Right, right.
But yeah, and do that and then maybe have like some pineapple as a snack in mid-morning, like at 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Because I don't know how early you get up and eat your breakfast, but yeah, if you ate five times a day and all your meals were 400, 500 calories or less, and your snacks were, 150, 200 calories, you'll lose weight. Even if you don't work out, you'll lose weight. I promise you that.
Okay, that's good tips to know.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. And if you guys are a part of the weight loss challenge, hey, we're going to have a special guest for you Thursday at 2:30. You're not going to want to miss this one. And whether you know it or not, and the live stream is brought to you by Twin Peaks, I'm just giving you a heads up that you should make yourself very aware and set an alarm and alert that it will be one that you don't want to miss.
Tease it. Who is it? Who is it?
Oh, I think most know her as Astros Girl.
Mm-hmm.
From her appearance behind home plate, sitting in seats, minding her business back a year or two ago. But Taryn is going to join us.
Cool.
And she is a very smart businesswoman that also takes care of herself very well. And she's going to give us some tips.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that'll be very cool. She'll be in studio too, which is great.
Very good. So she's going to have some diet and exercise tips for us?
Uh-huh. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
Good.
So we'll add her to the list of the many that have provided great information for those of you in the challenge.
That's good. Yeah. I like that.
So I'm teasing it. How about that?
That's a good update on the vote count for Food of Texas.
Okay.
My computer locked up. Barbecue still 62%, 24% for fajitas, 12% for tacos. So it's looking like that's with almost 100 votes in and an hour and some change left to go. But it's looking like the consensus is barbecue should be the state food. Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So definitely. And if you guys want to chime in again, you can do that. Just send us a text, 713-780-3776, HR&P listener line, and give us your vote for what should be the food of Texas. I believe they said chili was the...
See, I didn't think we had one. That's why the bill was being proposed. Because we didn't have a state food.
Well, Brandy could be wrong, too.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
It wasn't my wife.
I'll tell you something that is not wrong. Jewelry on Valentine's Day for your wife or girlfriend, you can never go wrong with that. And you can also never go wrong with getting it from Mark Klein at Klein's Fine Jewelry, because you're going to save a ton of money. Mark, how are you going to save the folks money and then give them a little extras? I know you got something else going on with a promotion, correct?
Yeah, we do. And, you know, all the ESPN listeners are out here for the Christmas party, and we're glad to have them back. It's Valentine's Day. Hey, it's 2 days away. One time a year, take care of your wife, and she's going to take care of you. All year she takes care of you. So you come to Klein, get her something, whether it's diamond pendants, earrings, bracelets. We have things that start at $100. So you come in, you get a diamond pendant, and so let's say it's $100. And then you go ahead and we give you a dozen roses for her with your purchase. We also give you a $50 gift certificate to Jason's Deli for yourself. Hey, it's the best deal in the city of Houston. If you need anything in jewelry for Valentine's Day, you got to come to Klein's. Don't go to the mall. Don't go to the half-price sale. Come to Klein's Jewelry. We're going to take care of you. We take care of the ESPN listeners every single year. They come in. We do it. We wrap it. Done. It's the best deal in the city of Houston right now. You come to Klein's for Valentine's Day. If you give us a call at 832-316-1388, 832-316-1388. You can text me, 832-316-1388. And we'll give you a price over the phone. Nobody else does that. So anything in jewelry for Valentine's Day, think of Klein's Jewelry. Come by. Check us out. It's the greatest deal in the city of Houston.
Dude, you made me a hero and my wife. Do you know I am still, since I got her our 10-year anniversary ring that I promised her, and it was exactly what she wanted, I've asked her, what do you want for Christmas? Nothing, you got me my ring. What do you want for birthday? Nothing, you got me my ring. He'll do the same for you. I know he will. Give him a call, 832-316-1388. Take advantage of the dozen roses and the Jason's Deli gift card, and make your wife happy this holiday season. Mark, we appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Mark Klein, Klein's Fine Jewelry. Check him out online, kleinsjewelry.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half of the show, 90 in the books. 90 still to go on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Again, if you missed it, Kelvin Sampson was on in hour number one. We talked some Rockets. It's a featured audio on the front page of our website at ESPN975.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and get lots of different stuff all throughout your day.
At Pac-Man Joel.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
you got to give them out.
I'm talking about it's on the website.
Oh, the ESPN
for
Twitter.
ESPN 97.5.
Ah, follow us. We always retweet their stuff anyways. The important stuff about this show. The rest of it, who cares? Why does it smell like broccoli in here?
It's not just
I know,
in here.
Somebody I know it's wall. Not you farting, Joel.
No.
And I don't think it's Lance this time with the kimchi or whatever it was that he was eating up.
It stinks so bad.
Someone microwaved like cabbage or something because it's all throughout the station.
I think it's radu, man. And then he leaves it and goes smokes a cigarette.
You are so right.
Wait a minute. Why did you look at me when you said that?
Because I feel like you're the one who recruited him and brought him in here.
Okay.
Agree with you.
Okay.
So that
makes doesn't make me
you
his daddy. That doesn't make me responsible for
it
him.
Made you Trey's
He's
daddy.
He's a grown-ass man. No, somebody else made me Trey's daddy. Okay. He's a grown-ass man. This is like when he shows up late, which he does a lot, apparently. Get your stuff together, Radu.
Let me tell you something. When I first...
But people are like, Barry, where's Radu? I'm not his dad. I don't know.
When I first got started here, a buddy of mine was like, oh my God, I really want to get into sports talk radio. I really, really want to get into sports talk radio. So I recommended him to be an intern on Guess Who's David Nuno's show.
Okay.
David Nuno gave him a really big project, and he just didn't come through. He just...
Failed.
He absolutely...
Crapped a bit.
I looked bad because I'm the one who brought him in. I
totally agree. Now, let me ask you this.
Because Radu is a terrible intern, that's your fault.
No, he's not a terrible intern.
He's an awful intern. He's never here.
Why is he awful?
First of all, he's heating up food, and he's not doing the podcast.
The food thing has something completely different to do than the his abilities as an intern. As an intern, he's the one training all the new interns. That's how good he is.
I'll tell you this, though,
if you're
Nick,
training,
huh?
you're in the building.
Huh?
You're not in the building. He's out smoking a cigarette.
No, he's training.
He's out smoking a cancer stick.
No.
That's exactly right, too. That has to stop. That's just a bad habit. It's filthy. It doesn't belong in the suspect's challenge room. But I will say this. You're absolutely right about the food.
Challenge room? Because what, we got an escape room?
Yes, absolutely. You didn't know about it? Well, that was intentional. Here's the other thing. When I was walking into the studio today, right by his little station, Radu left little cauliflower cabbage balls.
That's what it is,
and
man.
Some that has to be it. Nick, you...
I tell you
what. It's right there. It's literally like 6 feet away from us. It's right by the phone.
It's still sitting there, isn't it?
Yeah.
There it is.
Can't be having that. I'm gonna have to talk to him. I can't be having people bringing cabbage balls.
Well, you know what cabbage balls is gonna do in a little while too, if he ate any of them.
Yeah, it's not gonna be good. I don't wanna own that part of it. If he's a good intern, I'll own that. But if he's a horrible person, that's all him. And if you bring cabbage to a work environment, you're a horrible person.
Yeah. He does so like to bring his food. But well, it's not there no more. I wanted to take a picture and tweet it out, but I couldn't.
Oh, you did?
It's gone.
If you might, we used to say, you know, the lunchroom etiquette at work is no fish. But then we added whatever Lance was eating that one day. And now you got to, cabbage is just a blatant no-no.
Can we blame all this on Lance? Because he has to set the example. If you're sitting here heating up kimchi in the hallways.
Right.
Interns are going to think it's okay.
Yeah.
You know what, Lance?
A radio legend is doing it. Maybe Radu is on the path to legendary status. That's all. You don't know.
All that.
Yeah, you know the other thing is, too, Lance is going to blame it on the fact that not enough people are bringing food in that he can, okay, just get borrow, that he can get some of. Every time anybody brings food in, he gets all of it.
You always
call
him
out on that.
I don't know why.
I'm a radio guy, and I will.
Everybody goes after food.
Yeah, but let me just say,
Joel, I've seen you.
No, here's the thing. I'm not saying I don't do it, but I'm saying every time, every bit of anything, and then even like when we had Cowboys and Indians, and we had extra, or I wasn't going to eat mine. He's like, you need that?
Well, that's okay.
I was like, here, man, you can have it. You're stuck in your cave. But don't.
But Lance is a good dude. You should stop calling him out on that.
So what I'm saying is, instead of
calling out jerks.
Here's the thing. Instead of appreciating it, like in saying, hey, I appreciate the fact that everybody's been bringing in food. I'm going to bring in some for you or do something like that. Instead, he goes and microwaves some like hot garbage fiesta that makes the whole place smell like poop.
Well, I know. You are relentless on him. And you know how Joel is. Once he digs on something, he's not going to stop.
Yeah, I shouldn't have brought up the kimchi part. That was my fault.
Yeah, he's going to, like...
Yeah.
And you weren't even here. Neither one of you were here
like
when it happened. Y'all were on
the
remote.
No. I said it was the second time. He did it again. And he did it over on the other end. The culture map side. And we were all sitting there getting ready to do a video going, what is that? And Lance is like, And I go, is that your stinky food again? He goes, yeah. Yeah, but this one's spicy, too. I go, stinky and spicy, great combination. What the hell are you putting in your mouth, sir?
Somebody suggested on the text line that we do opposite day for Way Back Wednesday, and instead of songs you make love to, do breakup songs.
Your love's in jeopardy.
I'm open to both, honestly.
It would be easier to just do songs like breakup songs or love-making songs.
Because, and there was another one, though.
Because
there was
now
another one
we'd
that
have
we
to
mentioned.
Look up Grammy winners. And then figure out, maybe we should just,
terrible.
You know what we should do? Just come up with a theme. Let's just give it to the listeners. You just pick a listener, and they do your list for you. I would be totally down with that because it's less work for us. And then Joel maybe has a chance to win. Not that we're counting anymore. Not that we're keeping track
anymore.
What
are you talking about?
We retired the poll.
I've been blasting you out of the water for weeks now. And then you get mad because I get my list in first.
No, you do cheat.
That's not cheating. Cheating is rigging the freaking poll with bots to win every week like Nick has. Because the only thing that he's put less energy in defining the theme is actually putting a list together, and then he still wins every week.
Who would you choose if you could pick? Who would your listener choice be for creating a song list?
Like, what listener would I pick to pick mine?
Yeah. If you had a choice, one person, one listener.
That's a tough one. I would say, man. I would love to say like Chris Householder or P. Randis. Never going to happen. No,
why?
I don't, because I just don't have confidence in their musical taste.
you don't believe in them?
No.
I don't know. I'd probably go with like a Josh Rapp.
I was thinking Josh Rapp.
I don't know. There's not.
I mean,
Adrian, I might give some credence.
I wanted to say Craig Koshkin, but he doesn't count as a listener.
No, he's
not wearing shoes either.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he's always wearing Jerusalem Cruisers around here.
Oh, no.
Is he?
Yeah, I don't trust
Jerusalem them. Cruisers.
Yeah.
Those are like flip-flops, right?
No, they're more sandal-y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's, yeah.
I feel like you're just over here making up words. Jerusalem Cruisers. No, I think that's like a sandal-y.
You know, like in the Bible days, they had those wraparound sandals things.
I don't know. Sandal-y is a word.
People got what I was laying down.
I'm going to go Trey. That'll be my answer. Trey.
Yeah, that's it.
That's a good one.
That's a really good one.
Juggalo Trey.
Because he knows music that's before his time.
I would go Yo Adrian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nick, who you got?
Like I said, I was going to say Koshkin, but I can't think of anybody else. Maybe Dr. Dre on 290 because he's always in a
okay
driving. I don't
know. Yeah, he probably listens to a lot of music. That probably makes sense.
Country music in a truck.
Does he?
I don't know.
He seems like a hip-hop guy, given that his name
doesn't seem like
Dr. Dre.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he does listen to country music, but I don't think he
I think he's more of a hip-hop guy, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong.
I mean, I was like torn. I was going Lamont all the way, and then I changed my mind at the last minute. So I don't know. But
you are a damn liar.
I'm not. I'm not at all.
Real quick. I know. Are we good on time? We got a couple minutes left.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to. Did you guys see this whole thing or this stink being made regarding Magic Johnson and Ben Simmons?
Yep. Sure did.
Did you hear about this? This is kind of crazy because they came up to Magic Johnson. I don't know if it was pregame, postgame, or there was a conversation that Magic had with the media in regards to Ben Simmons. Apparently, Ben Simmons reached out to Magic Johnson, and Magic kind of let that slip, and it sounded kind of awkward, like he was getting himself in trouble and then tried to get out of it real quick. This is what he said.
He reached out to me, not to me directly, to the Lakers to find out if we can get together this summer. I said, hey, you got to clear it with the league. And everybody, the Sixers sign off, we sign off, the league sign off, that it's not nothing going on, but he wants to know how to play the position as a big guard, da-da-da-da-da-da, it's fine. You know, I will do that. But if everybody doesn't sign off, then we can't get together.
So he started off as like, he reached out to me, not to me, the Lakers. That's what it wasn't me, it was the Lakers. You could tell right away, he was like, oh, damn. After just having rumors flying around that he was tampering with Anthony Davis and the Pelicans,
yep.
Then this comes out and it looks bad. Here's the worst part of it, though. We didn't have the audio for that because that was the initial thing. He went on to say the following about Ben Simmons. I love his game. I love his vision. I love also, too, in terms of basketball IQ. He has very high basketball IQ. Look at him now. The best. The East better watch out. That is also tiptoeing a fine line. When you start talking about the game of another player, there's going to be an investigation if it's not already ongoing. The Sixers seem to be okay.
They already made the decision.
They made the decision
today. The Sixers seem to have been okay with this.
The league was asked to rule on it. The league came out today and said there will be no fines or violations. But it is a slippery slope. I think Magic is quickly taking the crown from Daryl Morey and Tad Brown for the most fined people for saying things they shouldn't say publicly and then trying to get the tapes erased before they get out on the internet. And I think you mentioned the Pelican situation, and you mentioned this situation. But you know what? That's also just ludicrous in my mind. If you want to get better as a player, and I guess you could have, you know, you see all the guys that went to Akeem, and Kobe and LeBron went to Akeem for low post. And then you talk about guys that went to Kobe and started to try and learn that way. But if you just want to try and improve your craft in the offseason, everyone knows Magic Johnson, and they know he's a Laker guy, right? But if you're just working with him in the offseason to get better, hey, if he's a fan of the Lakers and he wants to play for the Lakers someday, players have proven they're going to go where they want to go.
And part of it, though, is I feel like the tampering rules might just be overboard. Like if a player reaches out to a former player who happens to be at an organization, that shouldn't even be an issue.
I mean, I think the idea probably still comes from the fact, or a contributing factor is the fact that they're trying to protect the smaller cities. And a guy like that, and I mean, obviously Philadelphia isn't one of them, but I think the reason why it raised red flags is because Ben Simmons was obviously one of the guys that was clearly bothered about the trade rumors surrounding him, Anthony Davis, and company. And so the timing of it probably looked really weird, too. So he has it. You have a bitter 76er, and now he wants to, you know, go to the Lakers. It just seems like Ben Simmons wants to leave, even though that may not even be the case, and he just wants to get better.
Well, part of the problem is I mean, who cares? If Ben Simmons wants to be a Laker, he's going to find somebody in the organization or a player to talk to begin with. Well, I mean, some of these rules, it's different if Magic, there has to be some common sense that comes along with this. If Ben Simmons just reaches out and says, hey, man, I'd love to be a Laker one day, but even if that doesn't happen, I'd still love to work out with you in the summer. None of that should be considered tampering. Tampering would be if Magic Johnson gets in touch with Anthony Davis on the phone and says, look, I want you to be a Laker. Here's what I need you to do. You've got to start tanking. You've got to start, get injured, sit out. Like, if you formulate a plot and a plan to get a player to go along with it and leave their organization and come to yours, that's tampering. But just being like
what John Dorsey did to Kareem Hunt.
No, I no. saw that. It was ridiculous. That's just stupid. But you see what I'm saying? It's got to be legit. Instead of, I really like that player, that's not tampering.
I think it's probably because how can you prove that, right? They're going to go and meet with the Lakers, and you don't know the conversations that he's having with Magic Johnson behind doors.
The biggest thing is these conversations are happening whether the league finds out about him or not. All the time. And you're not going to stop that. So what's ludicrous to me is if you have people that have to deal with the media on a regular basis and you're asking a head coach or a general manager or a player about another player, you have to be able to talk about that player. It doesn't mean as long as you're not saying, hey, I'd really like to see that guy in our uniform next year.
Yeah, he shouldn't be a Laker or a Pelican. He should be a Laker. Okay,
that's different. To Daryl's defense, if you go out on a talk show and someone asks you about the play of a guy, whether it be in your division, he should be able to say, look, he's having a heck of a year. His stats are this. He's doing that. And nothing should be said, but he could get fined for that, and that's where the league has to step in.
It's silly.
But in a weird way, you know what? I think it's a good learning experience, almost to the fact that perhaps fining him might have, raised his eye even more. Magic Johnson, that is. Because, look, Daryl Morey had to make those mistakes. Magic Johnson is obviously looked at as a god over there in Los Angeles. Yep. He's been, he's a Laker. He's a legend. And so, these type of mistakes might help him learn. Because, look, Daryl Morey, I don't think it was just once, right, Joel? I mean, he got fined a couple of times.
If you ever wondered when he did an interview on the radio why you couldn't find it on social media, it's because he said something he wasn't supposed to say.
But just commenting on a player's skills and abilities or whether you like them or don't like them is not tampering.
Yeah.
Again, tampering to me would be to take it to the point where you actively have discussions about how that player can leave the current organization and join yours. That should be tampering. But going on a radio show and like you said, someone asks you about player X and you go, oh, yeah, X got a great game. He's, smooth, great defender. We'd love, even if you said, oh, I'd love him to be a Rocket, that's still not tampering because who wouldn't want LeBron James to be a Rocket? So just making an obvious statement like that doesn't mean that's tampering.
That pushes the envelope a little bit.
Why?
Because you actually come out and say, I'd love to have him a Rocket.
Who wouldn't?
Well, but that's the understood.
You think there's a team in the NFL that wouldn't love Tom Brady to be their quarterback? Is that tampering, or is that just people being honest with the fact of how good Tom Brady is?
But that's blatant. I mean, you could give him all the props in the world about what a good player he is, but when you say something like that, I think that's what crosses
but here's
the line.
But here's the thing. Media members come to you and say, hey, Antonio Brown's not happy. Would you want Antonio Brown to be a Texan? You think Bill O'Brien's going to be like, nah. Of course we would. We would love, but that's not our thing and we're not looking at him or whatever. But just to be like, well, yeah, of course we would. He's Antonio Brown. That's not tampering.
But I think that's what it's assumed that obviously everybody would love to have him. But when you say it, that's the one that crosses the line.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I mean,
but the rules here is to say it's no player, coach, or management person may entice or induce a player under contract with another team.
Entice or induce. But saying, yeah, we'd love to have Anthony Davis as a Rocket. Who wouldn't?
That's not enticing a little bit?
No.
Well, I don't really care. It is a common rule, though, in leagues. Like, you see it in the NFL. Like, the new league doesn't start until March 13, but there's legal tampering in the NFL from March 11 to March 13. So you can reach out to players.
That's also something stupid.
Yeah. You can reach out to players in that two-day window, and then the official league year starts on March 13. Leagues around MLB does it too. You got to be careful.
That's dumb.
I'm going to give you some legal tampering. Taryn Hilo, if you want to know who's coming on Thursday as we go to break, I want to give you a little heads up. It is the best follow you will find all day at Taryn Hilo, H-I-L-O-W. She's going to be joining us on Thursday at 2:30 for our Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge guest appearance.
Okay.
there you have it. We're going to be back with a whole lot more. It's Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Kane is in the building.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Almost 2 hours in the books on the show. And again, we like to give back to you, the peeps, and you guys are very spirited and very much involved in the show today, as in every day, and we appreciate that. So, hey, why don't we do it again? Let's give you another chance to win another great prize from ESPN 97.5. The WWE Raw coming to town, the Elimination Chamber to Houston for the first time ever. We're going to give you a chance right now to win a pair of tickets to see the men's and women's Elimination Chamber match. WWE champion Daniel Bryan, Raw women's champion Ronda Rousey, SmackDown women's champion Becky Lynch, and a whole lot more. It's this Sunday. It's February the 17th. It's at the Toyota Center. You can buy the tickets starting as low as just $25 at HoustonToyotaCenter.com. However, two tickets right now, and no Chris Tubbs, you are not allowed to win, and all you wrestling fans in the
Partita
building.
Partita was asking for some too.
Well, Jose can just shake the can on the feeder road. He's not getting them. Okay, because they are. So, listeners are getting them. What caller you want to go, Nick? You call it. It's a you call it week.
Let's do 17.
Caller 17. Okay. 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN. Caller 17. You win two tickets to see WWE Raw this Sunday at the Toyota Center. Good luck.
Should have been 117. It's Raw Dew.
Oh, who... I gave you the chance.
Well, we got another giveaway left.
Okay, you're
so
right.
So listeners need to tune in.
I set the table for you right there.
Speaking of that, I ran across an article that's an old article. I checked the date, but it talked about Paige, who is a WWE wrestler, had a sex tape out. Okay?
She hot?
See, immediately, it was my first Google Paige sex tape, WWE, right? That would be your first thing to do, what you're doing right now. But I didn't, because I was like, is that shallow? That when you see, oh, this star has a sex tape out, and then you see the star and you're like, pass.
She probably should have used the same makeup crew as the WWE provides for their normal wrestlers.
Well, she looks like Avril Lavigne backup singer, if I would have had to put her on something, right? I mean, have you seen?
I just saw it, yeah.
Right? Yeah, like a little
bit? I'm with you.
So, I didn't go look for the sex tape because just not my thing. Sex tapes are my thing, just not hers.
I mean, it's like you call it the summer catch theory if you want. But if you like
what?
If you like the movie Summer Catch, you know,
Never seen it.
The best player had a thing for chubby women.
Okay.
So, but if you don't.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, the best player on this show has a thing
say,
for chubby.
Oh,
yeah,
now you're the best player on the show.
Since you want to go down that road.
Ethnic chubby women. I just said chubby women. I'm not going to rope Nick into this, but I'm saying, but for most guys, you're going to go, she hot? Because I'm not watching it if she's not.
No. And I didn't think she was. You think she was not?
I didn't see it.
You Googled her just now?
I did not.
Oh, you didn't Google Paige?
And normally you just turn your laptop.
I just closed the window. I'll show you. Hold on here. Tell me if this just doesn't scream Avril Lavigne backup singer. What do you think?
Yeah.
See? I don't need to see that.
She's looking for a skater boy.
I don't need to see that sex tape. I feel like it would be like... Like her talking dirty would just be like, yeah.
I feel
sure.
Like, I feel
yeah,
like
that feels okay, I guess.
She'd be having some Doc Martens on and
maybe so.
I don't
but
know.
But apparently it affected her because the whole article is about how the fans helped her through it. Because I could imagine that being pretty traumatic if that's not something, you know. Some celebs leak their sex tape on purpose. I could imagine.
Yeah. That's true.
I can imagine if you didn't want that to get out and you were just part of the fappening or something happened and you're like, oh, I didn't want all that out there, then that would be pretty traumatic. So
yeah, no doubt about
that
it.
That sucks. But I didn't go hunting it down. No.
Okay.
So, but when you, yeah, when we did the WWE thing, it made me think of that. I saw that. It, I don't know how I found that this morning.
I told y'all, I think WWE, and you know that the girls are hot because that Charlie Arnault that's on ESPN now, I'm telling you, she was the backstage reporter on WWE. She's fantastic.
Why do you need a backstage reporter on WWE?
Why not when she looks like that?
Oh, you're like, whatever. Yeah. Put her on camera. I don't care.
Right?
That's funny.
I mean, come on. You don't want to watch the news unless the people on the news are.
I just want the news. Honestly, I don't. I have the internet. I don't have. You don't have to have somebody hot there.
I don't even want the news.
I, just, I mean,
changed my life, so I'm not gonna complain about it. But you know,
oh, that's funny.
Hey, shout out by the way, the Grayson won 6 pounds, 9 ounces, hey. 19.5 inches. Welcome to the world, Grayson Jeter Nyla.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah, Tony and Sam and Gabby, welcome a new
even
Nyla.
Even though
to
Barry
the family.
Pooped all over his name.
I did not.
Yeah, you
I
did. Have, you said he was
congratulations.
Like,
you said Grayson was a terrible name.
Court.
Nope.
But we thought it was a good name.
Tony sent me a picture and he's like, JB, look at his mitts. He's got really big hands. I was like, well, that freaking mailman must have been a heck of a delivery guy.
Is he black?
Hey, we got two in the books. We still got an hour to go on the show. Back with more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.